Hi there, welcome to your new lesson for Module 2 of Certified Mediumship Training. This time and in this lesson, we're going to be talking about it being in the whispers. So what does that mean? You know, the first person that I ever heard talk about intuition being like a whisper was actually Oprah Winfrey. She has this really great quote about your intuitive messages being the whispers that we need to listen to. I don't remember it exactly, but I know that I was like, yeah, that's kind of like what it feels like. It feels like this whisper. Well, how do you interpret the subtle differences between a mediumship message and a personal thought and feeling? I'm going to tell you how right now. Oftentimes, our personal thoughts and feelings come with ego-based or a heavy energy to them. That's how we know that it came from ourselves, because we would say things that make sense. We would say things that are logical or obvious. We would often say things that, you know, two and two make four. Whereas spirit might say two and two make 44, you know, or four about there. Spirit always kind of has this way of doing things that are thinking outside the box. And whether you're connecting with an angel, whether you're connecting with a spirit guide, whether you're connecting with a loved one on the other side, your spirit, as I call them, or spirits that are connecting with you, have this whisper. It's like a thought that interrupts the other thoughts that are in your mind. And so the subtle differences for me are a few things. One of them is sometimes I hear a spirit like it's hearing them outside my head, like it's a sound that did not come from my mind, a voice that came outside of me. Then immediately I know that it's spirit. The second thing is a feeling. I get this overwhelming feeling that I'm right no matter what anyone else says. Like I'm right, like the sky is blue and the grass is green. And my family knows that by now, when I get a divine message from spirit, I am so adamant. I'll say, I don't know how I know, but I know like I know like I know. Whereas when you're giving a personal thought or feeling, you might say things like, well, I feel like he's going to show up here with a new truck. I don't know. I just have a hunch. It's just a feeling. As the opposite is a message from spirit is, no, I know he's coming with a new truck. 100%, that's what's happening. So it's this very certainty that I get over me. It's just this feeling like, no, this is what's happening. I've already been guided. I've already been led. I already have this inspiration. I already have this feeling, and I know it's going to be. The other thing is that your personal thoughts and feelings will tend to always want to play it safe. So if a friend came up to you and said, hey, can you let me know if my husband is cheating on me? You'd think, oh, that sounds very heavy immediately. And you might think, you know, what do you think? You might redirect the question back to them, asking them how they feel. And you may also get this feeling like you don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Whereas when you're connecting with spirit and you're getting a mediumship message from spirit, spirit will divinely guide you that things will slip out of your mouth and you'll think, how the frick did I say that? I can't tell you how many messages that before I've even had a chance to filter or process the information, it's already come flying at my mouth, to the point where sometimes I've thought, oh my gosh, Carmel, you can't say that to someone. That's such a defined message. What if you're wrong? Or what if that doesn't make sense? Or what if that's not the right thing to say? So I oftentimes find that with spirit, it's almost like I don't want to say that I can't control my thoughts, because it's not like I'm channeling, but it's definitely like it's falling out of my mouth before I've even had a chance to process what it is that spirit is saying or spirit is absolutely thinking to me or giving me. So that's something that you need to be aware of. The other subtle differences between mediumship and your personal thoughts and feelings is that oftentimes mediumship will come with other signs. So you'll get a pain in your arm, or you'll feel like you have shivers coming up your spine, or you'll feel like you have goosebumps all over you, or, you know, as you're giving the message, a spider is crawling in front of your desk, or there'll be another validation that goes with the words that you're speaking. So it's like, okay, clearly this is coming from spirit. It's not just me. I'm not just saying it. But I think the biggest thing is our brains want to be logical. Spirit is illogical. Spirit makes no sense. Spirit has no rules. And spirit goes for the highest, purest form of love and light that they can. Oftentimes, angel messages will sound very angelic and very spiritual and higherly evolved than something that you might say. And sometimes when you get a message, it doesn't necessarily have to be what you would have thought. I know lots of times I've had friends ask me about things and say, well, you know, what do you think? And I would want to say one thing, but the spirit says the other thing. And I've learned to trust spirit emphatically, no matter what, and just give away that power by saying, okay, listen, you've never let me down before, so you're definitely not going to let me down now. So interpreting the subtle differences can also be a feeling. It's a shift. The kids say they kind of see it in my eyes now. The moment that I go and connect with spirit, I kind of lose myself a little bit. So just remember to tune into those thoughts and feelings. And sometimes I had to get it wrong in order to know how to get it right. So one of the things that I want you to beat yourself up on is if you don't get a mediumship message wrong, sometimes I didn't listen to spirit. I didn't give the message. And then at the end of the reading, the client would say, oh, I thought he was going to talk about being a helicopter pilot. Shit, I saw a helicopter, but I didn't think to bring it up. I thought maybe I was just making it up. Remember, it will feel like you're making it up. It will feel like you're crazy. It will feel like it doesn't make any sense. The things that make sense, the things that are logical, the things that are black and white, those are your personal thoughts and feelings because you'll play safe. The things that don't make sense, the things that are illogical, and the things that are so random, those are the messages from spirit. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.